Oh, no. Their faces are falling off. Well, maybe not quite this morning, but might be shortly enough. Santa's zombie apocalypse. I'm scared to go and see this. But we've got a whole crew in the house. But give me some zombie noises first off, crew. Come on now. Come on now. There you go. All right. Okay. We've got Gloria. We've got Taylor in here. So Gloria Cox, Taylor Thompson, and Zach Hall. Taylor, you're giggling. I didn't know zombies giggled. Come on up onto the microphone here. Figure that out in a second. Gloria, tell me a little bit about the Santa's zombie apocalypse. Why is Santa dealing with zombies?
Well, Santa is dealing with zombies because somebody sent a crate full of zombies to the North Pole, and we've got to figure out why and how to save Santa.
I see. Okay. So this is an interesting thing. Taylor, let's talk a little bit about how your school has gotten together, and you're not performing it at the school. You're somewhere else. Get right on that microphone. You got to get right up there on that microphone. There we go.
Yes, it's quite a big difference. We have a lot more access to things that we didn't just at the school.
Okay, let's talk about an example of what have you got at Shuswap Theater that's not at the school that you're enjoying? Like, how is the experience enhancing it for you?
I think we have more crew and things like that. We have more people and volunteers helping out. Before at the school, it would just be students who volunteered instead.
So you've got professionals on the lighting board now.
Yes.
Are you rehearsing at the school or at the Shuswap Theater?
Both.
Back and forth.
Switch back and forth, yes.
Yeah, and in Shuswap Theater, you know, I mean, they say that actors can be a little aloof. Are you finding them, like, really warm and open to you guys being part of their world?
Yes, they're very open and very welcoming, and it's been great.
Oh, that's good. All right, now you're in grade?
12.
In Salmon Arm Secondary?
Yes.
So you're going to become an actress now? Is this your goal in life?
Hopefully, yes.
Well, there you go. You're in good company over at Shuswap Theater. All right. We've got Zach here. Zach, tell me a little bit about your experience in all of this theater and some of the work that's gone into it.
Well, there's been a lot of work that has gone into it. We've done, there's like a slideshow that we have, like a video game, and it has sound effects. So it's been a lot of work getting the cues in. There are a lot of lines in this play. So a lot of the actors have done really well getting their lines memorized.
Okay. I see you dressed for the part today. I appreciate that. I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you, buddy.
You got me good.
So the slideshow. So this is kind of an interactive thing that's on the stage then? There's a lot of, more than just actors on the stage, there's all kinds of multimedia going on?
Oh, there? Yeah, totally. So, like, the reindeer will get points for, say, dodging a zombie or getting an inventory, and there will be a sound effect.
Oh,
and
cool.
So, yeah, it's really immersive, and it's happening while the play is happening.
All right.
So it's something I've never experienced before, but it's really interesting. I think a lot of people are going to like it.
I think so.
Yeah,
because it's more than just actors on a stage. You've got all this other influence going on, and then we could just grab... Are we allowed to grab our phones and live stream it?
I don't think
That's against all the rules.
Yeah, phones in theater. So that's why it's kind of interesting that you're taking it to the next element. Because we're so connected to digital technologies these days and gaming and all of that, that you're kind of bringing that world to life.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's been a really cool experience, especially. But I know it's been a challenge, too. But I feel like it's going to be worth it in the end.
Yeah. Are you on the stage, or are you more a techie?
I am stage manager behind end set crew.
Okay.
So I'll be moving sets, which technically I guess I am on the stage.
You are on the stage.
Yeah.
It's all in black.
Just black. Can't really see me.
But that kind of goes with zombies. You might get confused as a zombie, Zach. I'm just saying, all right?
He's making everyone look good, which is important.
There you go. Taylor, come back over here. Are you having a good time in the entire process? Like, what are you doing? Are you one of the set crew, or are you out there as one of the leads?
I'm not necessarily a lead. I'm an elf. I work in action toys, and I like to be cool, and I want to be macho almost, and... It's just really fun getting to play the character and do so many different things with it.
Okay. You know, Hamilton is a very, very famous word in the theater, but apparently even more so here in Salmon Arm because the guy's producing the thing. Right? So is he good to work with?
Yes, he's very, very kind. And he's very, for someone like me, I get very nervous with things. And
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, and that's very nice having someone who's just very understanding and welcoming with the whole situation.
Good. Excellent. Well, I'm glad it's such a positive experience for both of you because that's a big step to go from school and the theater and your own crew to kind of step out there and go, all of Salmon Arm is invited, and I assume that they are, right? Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of the details. The W6. I know. Who, what, where, when, why, and web. Gloria.
Well, the most important thing to know is it's a family-friendly comedy, so don't be scared off by zombies. There's no blood or guts or gore, and no one's going to get their head ripped off.
No eyeballs flying into the front row.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are at Shoe Swap Theater from December 6th to 16th. There are two casts that are performing, so they alternate evenings. And the show is at 7:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, with 1:30 matinees on Sundays. And tickets can be purchased at shoeswaptheater.com. You can pick them up at Entwine Fiber Arts on Hudson, and you can also purchase them at the door.
Excellent. So why the rotating cast? Because body parts are falling off? Or?
Well, I have two blocks of acting 11, 12, so we had to figure out a way to get them both performing. And because Shoe Swap Theater does a longer run, at school we would normally do three nights, but because they normally do a two-week run, that was a lot to expect from one class.
Sure.
So the solution was to double cast and take turns and sort of share in the fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be something to definitely catch. And you know, so the kids are going to be okay. We're not going to have crying five-year-olds in the front row. Mommy, his eyeball is hanging out.
I think they're going to be delighted by the elves and Santa's on stage. And what could be better before Christmas than a little time with Santa Claus?
Excellent. Santa's Zombie Apocalypse, not to be afraid of. And again, it kicks up, what, December 6th?
December 6th, opening night.
Excellent. We'll check it out. Simon Arm Secondary over at Shoe Swap Theater. And this is, what, the first time you guys got together?
Yeah, this is a first-time collaboration.
Exciting.
It's all been
right.
Fabulous.
Well, great. Gloria, Taylor, Zach, thank you all. And let's leave it with, instead of a ho-ho-ho, give me your zombie ho-ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho.